main information?
Sure. Okay. Thanks. I'm going to end off with a few words here. First of all, I think we should all acknowledge how important civil liberties movements, in particular the ACLU, have been in the United States. When you think of eras like the McCarthy era and like the civil rights movement of the 60s, how important civil liberties groups were to pulling that nation through those times and fighting those kinds of, really the U.S. was possessed by fear in each of those situations as it is now with 9/11. And how, just think of how important civil liberties groups have been to see the United States through with some of its integrity intact and its original principles upheld. Mm-hmm. So I think we all owe thanks to American civil liberties movements. Canada's a little bit different from the United States in that we have been very careful to enact privacy laws at both the provincial and federal levels in Canada, and not only just to cover government, we're talking privacy law now, but also for the private sector. BC, January this year, passed a privacy law for the private sector. So we've got all kinds of levels of privacy law that cover private and public sectors. We've tried to ensure that citizens actually have tangible rights of privacy, and our job here is to keep them tangible. The Supreme Court of Canada has many great statements about privacy that I think are really worth looking at. One of my favorites is this one from Canada's Supreme Court. In fostering the underlying values of dignity, integrity, and autonomy, it is fitting that the Charter seek to protect a biographical core of personal information which individuals in a free and democratic society would wish to maintain and control from dissemination to the state. In other words, each of us has a private life that the state has to respect, and that its rights to pry into that private life and that private body of data must be limited to maintain a free and democratic state. That's the purpose of our campaign, if you want to look more broadly at the purpose of what is a right to privacy campaign. It's a privacy to keep the state out of the bedrooms of our mind, if you want to put it that way. Trudeau made a very resonant statement when he said that the state has no place in the bedrooms of the nation. It has no place in our thoughts and in our minds. And it's important to realize, I think citizens are finally coming around to realize what privacy means in the dimension of human freedom and liberty, that it's an actual cornerstone. So if we lose privacy, we begin to lose other civil liberties and freedoms. If your activities are constantly being monitored, if you have to look over your shoulder to see if the eye of the state is on you at any time during the day, and if you think the state can access and gather together in one place all the information about you, can you really enjoy your charter rights of freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and freedom of assembly? I don't think so. I don't think they're anywhere near in the same class as if privacy is legally entrenched and protected. So this is what we're trying to maintain. With the Right to Privacy campaign, we're trying to draw a line. And this, thanks to the VCGEU's fight, is an opportunity to draw a line. And we don't know how the court cases will go. We'll see how strong our privacy laws really are. But it's also up to citizens to draw that line, and that's where the ultimate power rests. We feel that the BC government has a duty not to place our information at risk. We entrust government with power, and we entrust our information to the government. And even beyond the privacy laws, perhaps there is a charter case to be made that it must respect and guard our personal information and our privacy. We expect the government not only to respect our privacy, but to defend it. And that's what we expect with regard to any information that leaves the country or goes to a U.S. or other foreign-owned firm where Canadian law may lose its power over that. We expect the government not to put our information at that risk. So what you can do as citizens, it's already been said, but I'll reiterate, your organization, and especially organizations, can sign on formally to the campaign. And you can do that through the website. There's a contact icon there. You can make a submission to BC's Information and Privacy Commissioner. And if you need help with that, again, contact us through the website and we'll see that some help gets to you. You can write letters of protest to your MLA and the Premier, telling them how you feel about this information passing out of our control. And you can circulate and sign a petition against the contracting out to companies like Maximus, which are at the table and also available on the website. So I think we have a chance, and this is to me a really great example of how we can think globally, act locally, to say no to acts like the Patriot Act and say not in Canada.
Thanks, Daryl. That brings us to the conclusion of our program. I would like to thank the library for giving us this lovely venue to have this.